Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Investment Insights podcast. This is Andy Rosenberger, Senior Investment Manager with Brinker Capital. Although markets were fairly quiet last week given the Memorial Day holiday, there's one market which made some major headlines in recent days, Bitcoin. While Bitcoin isn't something that we consider a long-term investable asset for our client portfolios, it's certainly been an attention grabber as of late. After crossing the $2,200 per Bitcoin mark on Monday, I had no less than three separate conversations after an article was released on how if you had purchased Bitcoin, $100 worth of Bitcoin, back in 2010, it would be worth $72.9 million today. And actually, if you look since then, it would actually be more like $80 million as the price of Bitcoin has continued to go up. That, of course, would be if you hadn't sold it prior to realizing those gains, something I'm sure I personally would have done had I purchased it back in 2010. Adding fuel to the rally, Bitcoin enthusiasts were also thrilled to hear Fidelity's Abigail Johnson had set up servers mining Bitcoin, a term used by insiders to both earn the Bitcoin as well as support the ongoing transactions of the currency. So what is Bitcoin? In short, it's a digital currency not backed by any central government or entity, and it relies on a community of supporters to maintain the infrastructure. Bitcoin was the first digital currency to come along, but it's not the only one. In fact, there are now more digital currencies in circulation than there are actual hard currencies. So is it worth buying? In short, I have no idea. Even Fidelity's Abigail Johnson admits that after beginning to accept Bitcoin in their cafeteria and then for donations, the number of transactions has been minuscule. That certainly would imply that most of the run-up in price has been speculation as opposed to structural change in how people view the currency itself. Now, I suspect that similar to assets like gold, there are going to be passionate believers and non-believers on both sides of the spectrum. Even the SEC is still debating the issue. While they've denied select requests for a Bitcoin ETF, there is still an open application that the SEC has yet to decide on. What we can say, though, is that the underlying technology behind Bitcoin is getting the attention of major players, including banks, credit card companies, and technology giants. The quote-unquote block technology, which is the underpinnings of the currency, creates sort of anonymous set of open books that everyone can see, creating a central repository of data. Ideas have been swirling around on how you take that insight, how you take the technology behind Bitcoin, and apply it to traditional banking and other areas of global commerce. So for any advisors out there with clients interested in Bitcoin, I would say this. First, the technology is still very much in its infancy, but it could have a major impact on how future transactions occur. Second, price moves in the digital currency have been mostly because of speculation and expectations about the future, as opposed to some radical shift in consumer behavior. Third, for those insistent on wanting to invest in the currency, please keep in mind that it's not backed by any cash flows, it's not backed by any assets, it's not backed by any government. So my advice would be, if you have to invest, please only invest what you are comfortable losing and hope for the best. Bitcoin may or may not go higher from here, but the underlying technology is probably what's the most important topic of discussion for today. Thanks again for listening to this week's Investment Insights podcast.